Welcome to Office Hours from XXXChurch.com, where we answer your questions regarding sexuality, porn, sexual integrity, and more. Where nothing is off the table and all conversations are welcome. Now, here's your host, Carl Thomas.
Welcome to Office Hours by XXXChurch. I'm your host, Carl Thomas. I'm a pastor, certified neurohealth coach, and a guy who frankly struggled with a lot of the stuff we talk about here for over 20 years until I found freedom over a decade ago. In today's episode, I'm going to be jumping in and answering this question. What are the signs you have recovered? That's what I'll be discussing today, so make sure you hang in there with me, recognizing no questions are ever off the table, and I'm going to be as honest with my answers as I possibly can be, so don't get offended. Without any further delay, let's jump in. Okay, so this question came into our Office Hours page. I'm curious, what are signs you have recovered? I'm sure that could look differently for everyone, so maybe just some generalized ones. I know part of it is a lifelong journey to continue to make wise decisions, but that's just life for everyone, past addiction or not. How long do I need to consider myself in recovery for addiction to unwanted sexual behavior? I don't like the idea of once an addict, always an addict, because that sounds like I can never fully heal and grow. My future doesn't have to be permanently crippled by my past, right? Yes, the scars are there, but I can be free and healthy, right? Any thoughts? Okay, so, yeah, got a few thoughts. First thing is, completely agree with you. I don't like the whole once an addict, always an addict, all right? Never liked that kind of line of thinking. I know it's very prevalent in recovery circles. Sometimes in 12-step groups, you hear that a lot. I don't buy it. I think, first of all, I have a real issue with labels to begin with. I think terms like addiction, addict, sometimes we have to use them to kind of categorize a certain class of behavior or a group of traits just to make it easy to describe what's going on. But you are not an addict, all right? You may have an addictive behavior. You might be classified as an addict because of that behavior, but that is not who you are. Your identity is separate from your addiction. As far as what are signs of recovery? So when I like to think of it as freedom, but when I look at freedom, I think of it as holistically, right? So it's not just the absence of behavior. It's also, you know, not the prevalence of fantasies or compulsive thoughts. It's not feeling like you're in a battle every day of your life trying to stay free. It's a lot of these things. So, you know, when someone comes to us, usually there's compulsive urges, often accompanied with compulsive actions. There's a lot of complaining in terms of, this feels like a battle. I'm always on guard. I'm always trying to not give in. All these thoughts. Usually that also accompanies a lot of fantasies, things like that. So for us, we like to tackle this thing from a mental wellness issue. And so it's not just about the behavior. It's like, okay, are you still trying to escape, right? Because that's really what pornography and sex addiction is about. It's an escape from reality. It's an escape from uncomfortable emotions. It's escape from life's problems, things like that. It's our inability to basically regulate our emotions in a healthy way. And along with that also comes the ongoing fantasies, things like that, visual triggers, right? When we see a woman, or a man, if you're a woman, we might be triggered to want to go act out. And that's all because of basically repetition and conditioning. So what are the signs that you recovered? Well, are you still trying to escape in a fantasy? Are you still having those thoughts? Do you still have problems trying to regulate your emotions? Are you not looking at porn, but still masturbating? Or are you not having problems with any compulsive sexual behaviors, right? Sure. I mean, you still might see an attractive person and sense that sort of attraction. I get that. That doesn't mean you're still addicted. That just means you're human, right? But if you're still seeing people and having a hard time trying to deal with those fantasies and letting your mind wander, might be some stuff there that you got to continue to work on. If you're still escaping into fantasy world, whether it's porn or masturbation or video gaming, every time you have an uncomfortable situation come up, you got some work to do, right? So it's those sorts of things. But for me, you know, that was the big difference. So, you know, I hit a point in my life where, listen, I didn't wake up every day worried about, was I going to look at porn? I didn't wake up every day fantasizing. I didn't wake up every day, acting out. These things just kind of became irrelevant in my life. And it doesn't mean that I still don't have to maintain sexual integrity. It doesn't mean that, you know, I'm still not attracted to people, or I don't see things that sights that I think to myself, oh, that's attractive. My brain also still has the ability to kind of recollect at times and say, oh, remember when you used to do that? But because I'm, I would say, quote unquote, recovered and healthy, I can entertain those thoughts and say, you know what? No, thank you. That's not really for me. That's not what I'm about anymore, right? So a lot of recovery is also the ability to rationally and critically think. You're no longer just running with your feelings. You're thinking through them. You're processing them. You're regulating, right? So that's all good signs of recovery. That said, I would also tell you that you're never really done, quote unquote, recoveries. We like to think that this thing is, if I come in broken, I can get fixed and then I'm done with all this. And that's not really the case, because what happens is a lot of the reason we got into these problems is because we stopped doing things that were healthy for us in the first place. So meeting with people, having community, having a sense of accountability in your life, right? Thinking through stuff, processing. All these things are what healthy human beings do. And so when we isolate, when we don't connect, when we don't have accountability with somebody who's a good friend who can kind of challenge us on some of our thoughts when maybe they're going off base a little bit, these are all things we need to continue doing, whether it's in quote-unquote recovery or outside quote-unquote recovery. So don't think of it as, oh, when am I done recovery? Think of it as, hey, what are the signs that I'm really starting to feel better, get healthy? And you know what? The things that got me to this place of health, I'm going to keep doing on some level because they help me as a human being. That's all I got. Hope that helps. If you have a question for me that you want me to answer in upcoming Office Hours episode, go to xxchurch.com/office-hours. Submit your question there and I will answer it. That's about it. Have a great week.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Office Hours. Have questions you need answered? Submit them at xxchurch.com/office-hours and then tune in next week to hear what we got to say. Until then,